You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish, Inc., and my co-host, Brian Thompson, with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors, is not here today. But our guest today is here, and it is Jay Richardson with Richcraft Wood Products. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm interested to hear about this because the name kind of doesn't say it all.
Well, the first part of the name is my last name, Richardson.
Yep, yep.
So that's how we got the name. Started in 1980. My dad started the shop, and I've worked with him ever since. Well, he passed away in 1999, but I've kept going with it, and I'm a third-generation woodworker, and it's in my blood. That's what I do.
Well, and you have a beautiful brochure here, and I wish everybody, I wish we were on TV. I'm sure you don't, but I wish we were, so everybody could see some of the great shots in here. You do some beautiful cabinetry.
Well, thank you.
So tell me a little bit about how you got started in this. Obviously, your dad was a woodworker. You said, now, you said third generation, so either you've got a son that's doing it, or you've got a grandfather.
No, my grandfather actually is... The original Richcraft shop was in my grandfather's cabinet shop in Ellettsville, and he passed away years ago, but, you know, it was in our blood, so my dad started it after he retired from the Navy, and, you know, we just, something we love to do.
So. Yeah, working with your hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Absolutely. So you do cabinetry, obviously, like kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, things like that.
Yeah, actually, we started out with... we built a lot of bookcases for the universities in the state, Purdue and IU and IUPUI, and did a lot of home entertainment cabinets, solid wood furniture. Oh. And we really loved the solid wood look and hand-rubbed oil finishes. And the bookcases were nice, except the computers kind of killed the use of bookcases. So, kind of like the horse and the buggy whip. So.
Well, they're more of accessory places now.
They are.
People decorate them with accessories.
They are. But there's still people that enjoy books and want bookcases, but not in the quantities that we used to build them. So kind of had to reach out a little bit and change direction. So about 2000, I started building kitchen cabinets. And, I mean, we could always build kitchen cabinets. It was, you know, it's not like building furniture.
I'd say so. They're pretty basic.
Well, yeah, somewhat. There's a lot more to them than I originally thought.
But
how nice do you want to make them?
Mm-hmm.
I had the attitude that I want to make a kitchen cabinet that is furniture quality. You know, it's nice on the inside as it is on the outside. And nothing really ornate, although we can do ornate stuff. We just, you know, it's a high quality product, nice on the inside, the best hardware you can buy, you know, so that it functions really well. You know, it'll last a lifetime. It'll perform in 20 years just the way it does when it's brand new. And that's what we shoot for.
I like to hear that.
Yeah.
Because that's one of those things that, as I am living in a house where my cabinetry is 20 years old now, and I'm beginning to see little things, or actually not beginning, it's been happening for a while, you know, drawers start to jam or, you know, things like that.
Right.
Hinges wear out.
So
I think you're right. It's not just about the finish. It's also about the... hardware you use.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a strong cabinet, so when it gets installed, it can be installed a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a good install makes all the difference in the world. You don't want things out of whack or twisted or, you know, unwanted pressures on them.
Mm-hmm.
So
when
they're super strong cabinets, then that helps, you know,
absolutely,
for them to perform.
Absolutely. So do you work with all kinds of wood, or do you have preferences? Obviously, it's high quality.
Well, we work really close with the customers. It's what they want. The cabinet box themselves are usually a 3/4-inch thick maple plywood, and it's called Pure Bond. We could put a spot for Columbia Pure Bond, but it's a really nice, environmentally friendly product. It's glued together with soybeans.
Oh,
so it's formaldehyde free. And
nice.
The quality is really consistent. But as far as the front of the cabinets, you know, we usually do a lot of maple, oak, cherry cabinets. painted cabinets. Mm-hmm. When we do a painted cabinet, it's usually hard maple. It paints really nice. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the style is, you know, whatever the customer would want.
So. I was going to say, I'm sure you have, your customers are very eclectic. So you probably are doing some very simplistic kinds of cabinetry.
Exactly.
As well as, you know, you said you can do very ornate.
Right.
You know, if people want a lot of the, like the bells and whistles and decorations on the outside, I'm assuming they want glass cabinetry so they can see their possessions inside, you know, their dishes or their wine glasses.
Right. What we really like to do too is what's called a frameless kitchen. They use it in Europe a lot. Mm-hmm. It's real efficient with the space. And a lot of the IKEA cabinets, for example, are a frameless kitchen or cabinet. And so we build a cabinet that's similar to that, but just better quality.
Okay.
It's still wood, still the same pure bond plywood.
Sure.
But that allows us to have the doors and drawers really close together, so it's a super nice quality fit. It looks like a piece of furniture.
Yes.
And we can use the best hardware to do that. And it's really a reasonable price for the quality you're getting.
Yeah, I think that is becoming very popular.
Yeah.
Very popular, right. Especially when people want to. I think people kind of want to change their kitchens if they can every once in a while, especially, like, I look at my cabinets now and go, okay, do I pull them all out and put new ones in, or do I paint them? Or, well, if I paint them, they're still going to be the same on the outside, technically, it's just a different color.
Well, certainly. And we offer an option of, you know, just replacing the doors. You know, you can, you know, touch up your frames and and put what's called a full overlay door on it, so you don't really even see any of your old frame. And you know, it gives it a really new look.
So. I would have never thought of that. Yeah. See, I'm really glad you're here today. my husband's not going to like this very much when I go home and go, oh.
Well, we do also sell solid surface tops, and, you know, your countertop needs are taken care of as well. So
awesome. See, I didn't realize that as well. I mean, I know I'm looking at this and seeing countertops, and I see granite, I see butcher block, but I didn't realize that you would also, I don't know if you work with another company or how you do that exactly, or
we have a line of companies that we rep.
Sure.
We sell Cambria, Honstone, another materials type like Staron.
Mm-hmm.
It's another man-made product.
Sure.
So it's really pretty, and we offer granites, you know.
Sure.
So
it's not just about cabinetry. It's about the whole package, really.
Yes, it's the whole package. Yep.
Awesome. Yep. Well, because, you know, I didn't think that, I guess. I just looked at the cabinetry. I wasn't really. But, of course, you know, the counters tend to make it all fit together.
Right. Yeah. And if you need a floor under that, we can take care of that, too.
So wow. Awesome. Oh, do you flooring. Do, like, wood flooring and stuff like that
we
as do. Well?
We sell flooring, hardwood flooring, engineered floors, and we have a really nice selection of some of the best premium flooring in the area.
Wow. So. I where have you been all my life? How come I didn't know about you before now?
Well, all this is a kind of a recent thing, you know.
Oh, okay. Diversification.
Right.
Adding on. Well, and it makes sense, though. I am sure you've had people come to you and want to have you build their cabinets or update their cabinetry. And then say, so can you do this too? Or who do I need to talk to about that? Because
certainly,
you can't just get your have new cabinets put in and then have nasty old tops.
Right. That's right. And some of the other tops that we do too are the solid wood tops.
Oh, okay.
That are really attractive.
Yeah, I think I saw that in one of the pictures here that there was like a solid wood looking top.
Matter of fact, I put a solid walnut top in my own house. And
ooh, nice.
I really like it.
I bet that's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
It is. I don't know if I'd recommend that with, three or four young baby kids running around.
Children.
But somebody that was, just a husband and a wife or whomever, you know.
Sure. Yeah. So. Something that's probably not going to get used quite as often and as it's probably a little less durable. It's more porous, obviously, but so you're going to want to be careful of how you use it.
But it looks gorgeous.
I'm sure it does. Yes. So we're going to be right back and we will talk more with Jay Richardson with Richcraft Wood Products.